know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. My good little buddy Dominic, he'll join us soon, but you can join us right now. 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, more trouble and news out of the J6 hearing. You know, I like to think we're doing the post-game show here right now. Jenny Thomas, Clarence's wife, Virginia Jenny Thomas. Oh, there's new news. She's having a bad week. Her and Herschel Walker having some damn bad weeks. But the new news, according to the Washington Post yesterday, is that Jenny Thomas was in direct communication with John Eastman, the coup plotter. And Eastman, if you'll recall from earlier reporting, Fancy Brian, and you are a fair audience, Eastman was a clerk of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. So anyways, the newer news is the J6 committee hearing panel said today, Jenny Thomas, we need to have you come in and we're going to talk about things with you, you know, let's just say under oath. And now, the newest new, Jenny Thomas says, I can't wait to talk to the January 6th committee and clear up the misconceptions.
Oh, there's a big surprise.
Clear up the misconceptions? What do you think the misconceptions are? We'll come back to that in just a moment.
What I really meant was...
Virginia Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, told the Daily Caller on Thursday that she looked forward to speaking with the House Select Committee investigating the J6 2021 attack on the Capitol. The panel said earlier in the day it planned to seek her testimony hours after media reports emerged indicating the committee had received emails between Jenny Thomas and a Trump campaign attorney. Think the coup plotter, John Eastman. I can't wait to clear up the misconceptions, Jenny told the Daily Caller. I look forward to talking to them. The conservative news outlet said it pressed Thomas to detail the misconceptions. Hell, they asked a follow-up question, but did not immediately receive a response.
I have to decide what those are first.
Rep. Benny Thompson, Democrat, chairman of the January 6th panel, told reporters on Thursday the committee would send an invite to Thomas at some point in the next few weeks. I remember when the cops invited me to come down. Bring your lawyer, they said.
Was it at your convenience or was it a, how about now?
No, they actually gave me a little time to respond because I said, well, if I don't like the tone, I'm going to bring a lawyer. They said, why don't you go hire a lawyer? Why don't you bring your lawyer? That took me a few days to scrounge a lawyer. And, you know, I think Jenny Thomas, I bet she knows a couple lawyers. A few that clerked for her husband, I bet. You think Eastman's available? Is he still with law license or has he been disbarred like Rudy? Well,
if he does have a law license, I'm pretty sure he has no problem about recusing. I'm pretty sure that'll be a total. That's a thing with Thomas.
You mean the husband? Mr. No, Justice like, Thomas?
Yes. Him recusing, but then I think conflict of interest doesn't really mean anything to them is what I'm telling you.
Well, not compared to nepotism. Thomas's statement came after the Washington Post reported Wednesday evening the committee received the emails, we talked about that, between Thomas and Trump campaign attorney John Eastman, who circulated a memo outlining a strategy for then-Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the 2020 election results. And the Post reports, the Washington Post reports, the email's existence while saying its sources declined to provide further details about the communication. So in other words, there might be more. Thomas's attempts to overturn the election results have drawn fierce criticism from Democrats. Shouldn't it? The Post reported on Friday that Thomas emailed 19 Arizona state lawmakers in an attempt to reverse President Biden's win in that state. Thomas's involvement in the efforts have raised, let's call them ethical questions, over her husband's role in deciding cases related to the election and the January 6th. Justice Thomas has argued his decisions are entirely separate from his wife's, let's call it, activism. The New York Times reported late Wednesday evening that Eastman, in a December 24th, 2020 email, so this is before the January 6th, but after the election, claimed to have insight into a heated fight among the Supreme Court justices about whether to take up the case related to then President Trump's efforts to overturn the election results. Let's think about that for just a second. Eastman claims he's got insights into the internal arguments amongst the Supreme Court members. Where do you think he'd get those insights? Little passed along pillow talk from Jenny Thomas? Or do you think he spoke directly to his former boss? Or the third option is he's just lying, right? Just making it up, doesn't have any particular insights. But think about the way the right has reacted to the draft leak memo of the possible outcome of Roe v. Wade. Now, Eastman is supposedly leaking the internal deliberations and how people are going to reportedly respond to what, a coup? A little bit more. Eastman became a major figure in the panel's televised hearings on Thursday as the committee sought to detail Trump and his allies' campaign pressure Pence that led up to the January 6th. And a formal federal judge who briefly served as an informal advisor to Pence testified at the hearing that Pence would have led an unconstitutional revolution by following the memo's proposals. An unconstitutional revolution. That's Luttig, L-U-T-T-I-G, I believe. The conservatives think a lot of that guy. He is a former or current federal appellate court judge. And the way it works in the game of lawyers and building your resume, well, first you clerk for a appellate court judge. And if you're amongst the best of the best, then you get a clerkship at the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, there's only, what? Is it 9 on the court times 4, 36 clerks? Well, anyways, Luttig has pipelined so many of those future Supreme Court clerks as a very, very respected federal jurist, Republican, conservative. And Luttig basically laid it out. It would have been a revolution. It would have torn the country asunder. So, you know, just trying to play a little inside baseball here in the postgame show, you can always be a part. 844-967-2789. Craig Counsell, the new all-time winning manager for the Milwaukee Brewers here in the state of Wisconsin. A little sad to see him pass Phil Garner. I was a Garner fan. Bamberger fan as well. Bambi's Bombers. Anyways, post-game show. You get it? See, I'm doing a little baseball. I know really that's more your category, Fancy Brian. But I thought I'd, you know, delve like Jenny Thomas delves into, you know, coup attempts.
Well, you know, why not throw yourself in the middle of it? I mean, there's nothing at stake to lose. It's only that your husband's a Supreme Court justice. It's fine. It's fine. Just throw yourself in there. It's fine.
You know, I missed the testimony of Ivanka Trump, at least the recorded testimony from earlier today. Let's do some of the J6, and we can take your calls. Again, that number, 844-967-2789. But let's do the Ivanka. I must have gotten on some business calls. Let's play cut number 3, Trump's heated call with Mike Pence.
The conversation was pretty heated.
Pretty heated. She's so descriptive. It was pretty heated. One more from Ivanka, cut 4.
It was a different tone than I'd heard him take with the vice president before.
I bet you've heard that tone many times. Eric! Dodd Jr.! Probably not Ivanka. She probably doesn't catch that tone, but I bet the others have. A little bit more here. Rep. Benny Thompson. He is the chair of the committee. Let's jump down to cut 30 if we could, Fancy Brian. Mike Pence. Mike Pence said no.
Mike Pence said no. He resisted the pressure. He knew it was illegal. He knew it was wrong. We are fortunate for Mr. Pence's courage on January 6th.
I guess. More from Rep. Benny Thomas. Thompson, my bad. The danger, it has not receded. Cut 31.
Thanks in part to Mike Pence. Our democracy withstood Donald Trump's scheme and the violence of January 6th. But the danger hasn't receded.
Probably not for Mike Pence either. Let's not forget, according to Rep. Benny Thompson, Trump turned the mob on Pence. Hang Mike Pence! 32.
When Mike Pence made it clear that he wouldn't give in to Donald Trump's scheme, Donald Trump turned the mob on him.
That's what buddies do to buddies, right? One more from Thompson, the committee chair. Cut 33, please.
This is almost no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. No idea more un-American. I agree with that, which is unusual because former Vice President Mike Pence and I don't agree on much.
Other than the fact it was a coup d'etat against former Vice President Mike Pence. Now, let's hear from the witnesses at the January 6th committee hearing. Here is the aforementioned very conservative, very well-respected amongst the Federalist, Judge J. Michael Luttig. And let's play it for the people, starting with cut 35, please.
There was no basis in the Constitution or laws of the United States at all.
At all for the false electors. More from Judge Luttig. Cut 36, please.
I would have laid my body across the road before I would have let the vice president overturn the 2020 election on the basis of that historical precedent.
Would have made himself a human speed bump. More from Judge J. Michael Luttig, giving testimony today. Cut 37, please.
Donald Trump and his allies and supporters are a clear and present danger to American democracy.
This guy knows we've only got 3 hours, right? No wonder why the hearings ran a little late. He's a big pause talker, apparently. I know I do that, get a little sing-songy, but this guy, this is extreme.
He might be out of breath. Who knows?
The breathless Judge J. Michael Luttig, very conservative, highly respected, you know, in those circles. Let's play cut 38, please.
The former president and his allies are executing that blueprint for 2024 in open and plain view.
They're already plotting the next coup, according to Luttig, the pause talker. Sort of like Captain Kirk, a little bit like James T. Kirk.
Yeah, but he always finished in a rush. Like, I don't know what to do. But this guy was like, I'm here and I don't know what to do.
Fancy. We're going to throw it to break here in a moment. But one of the more compelling witnesses of the day was Pence's attorney, Greg Jacob. And I listened to a lot of the testimony of Jacob, and I thought he did an admirable job. We're going to play that sound when we come back. We're going to take your phone calls all day long, preparing for you. 844-967-2789. No J6 hearings tomorrow. And then, you know, big weekend, Father's Day, all that kind of stuff. And then Monday, they're back at it. Now, last I heard, and I know this has been subject to change, Fancy Brian, but the scheduled next hearing for the J6 is Monday morning, 9 o'clock Central. Subject to change. We'll inform you. We'll play it right here. We'll do the live coverage. We'll make Fancy Brian figure it all out, duct tape it all together around tornadoed satellite dishes and, you know, electrically struck power surge protectors, because that's what we do. We bring you the truth. More devils. We'll be right back.
In what way?
Congratulations for staying awake all day.
Mike Pence said no.
Okay.